Moving to agenda item number 11, offenders. Mr. Smita.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. Got several cases today, so I'll get started. As I've been doing, I'll give a brief introduction to each case and then turn it over to our law enforcement division to give a more in-depth accounting. Mr. John Mesiak, a commercial fisherman registration licensee, had three convictions on two separate dates in 1 year. One count of improperly marked fish pot, eel pot on June 10, 2015, and one count of not having the required escape panel on his eel pot on June 10, 2015. And the third count was one count of uncalled oysters at 8 quarts on March 11, 2015. And with that, I'll turn it over to our law enforcement division.
Officer, you weren't here this morning, I believe. Let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record.
Henry Richley.
Officer Richley here. What can you tell us about this?
I had contact with Mr. Mesiak regarding the culling violation. So on February 6, 2014, I was on patrol New York River in the public oyster grounds, Area 1, conducting an inspection of the fishing vessel Katie May. During the inspection, I culled one basket of oysters that had been harvested. After culling the oysters, I had one four-quart measure and then a second half of the four-quart measure, putting them two quarts over the legal limit of shell and improper oysters. I went back through the oysters with Mr. Mesiak and his crew, each oyster, and they agreed upon that each oyster that was in the four-quart measure was in violation. He returned the four bushels of oysters to the rock that day. And then on March 11th, 2015, he was found guilty in his absence in Gloucester County Court. And Gloucester County Court and fined $350.
Any questions from the commission on this particular offense? There's two other offenses.
Yes, sir.
Are you handling those? Officer Cagle. You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name for the record.
Officer Ronald Dean Cagle.
Can you tell us about these other violations?
Yes, on April 28, 2015, myself and Officer Dyes was doing routine patrol, came across a string of 12 fish pot eel pots, decided to go ahead and pull up all 12 of them. Out of the 12 we inspected, four did not have the required escape panel, three had no markings at all, and one was marked as a crab pot, bison, eel, and fish pot. I obtained summonses for the unmarked buoys as well as no escape panels. On June 10, 2015, Mr. Mesiak was found guilty in absentee and fined $50 for the fine, $25 court cost. And on the improperly marked eel pots, he was fined $50 with $121 per cost.
Any questions from the commission? Is Mr. Mesiak present?
Yes.
Please come forward, sir. And you're represented? Terrific. Thank you. Mr. Mesiak, you're going to testify?
I'm going to give some statements.
All right. Let me swear him in case you want him to call it. Please raise your right hand. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please state your name for the record.
John A. Mesiak.
Thank you, sir.
Good afternoon. We're here today because of these three tickets that were incurred by Mr. Mesiak. Unfortunately, we cannot relitigate whether those offenses occurred today, as he did receive those tickets. We did not contest that. But we do have a few arguments to make. The first is that regarding the fish eel pot improperly marked, he was not actually cited for any of the violations of the administrative code. He was only charged and convicted of a violation of the state code. And to the extent that that factors into whether he accumulated three conservation and preservation violations, we would argue that that is a procedural matter, that he was not convicted of an administrative violation on that date. In the event that the commission finds that Mr. Maziak did accrue the three necessary offenses under the conservation and preservation sections of the administrative code, we'd argue that he does not have any aggravating factors, according to the officers, no evidence of abusive conduct, theft, fishing, and impermissible grounds, anything that would raise this to a high level. There was no evidence of any damage that was caused, and he has a disciplinary record that I believe will be addressed further by the staff. But in light of the length of time that Mr. Maziak has had his license, I believe it's very few infractions in light of that length and the volume that he does. Are there any questions for me or Mr. Maziak?
The questions from the commission. Mr. Holt, would you like to address the difference, if any, from the commission's jurisdiction on whether or not the violations were written under the code or under the regulation?
There really is none. The statute, pull it up here, I'm sorry.
28.232.
Yeah. Just a second. Okay. So under the statute, your first sort of border, or your first inquiry is whether he violated a provision of the fishery subtitle. There's no question that he has a conviction for that. And then you, when you determine the sort of penalty to impose, the length of the revocation period, if any, you take into account evidence of repeated or habitual disregard for conservation, health, and safety laws and regulations, which, you know, obviously includes both code sections and regulations, abusive conduct and behavior towards officers, and the severity of any damage that occurred or might have occurred to the natural resources, public health, or the seafood industry. So as long as you consider those factors, then you can impose any revocation period for this to be up to 2 years.
Right. Any questions from the commission? Mm-hmm. Yeah, is there anything else you want to add?
No. We would, after the staff makes the recommendation, we would preserve the opportunity for further comment.
That's perfectly fine. Right. Mr. Cimino. Mr. Maziak, please stay close.
Sure. Staff's recommendation is going to be based on the uncalled oysters and the fact that this is a first appearance. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Maziak on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2016. Any failure on Mr. Maziak's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during this 1 year probation would result in an appearance before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
And again, I would just reiterate that in light of the lack of a long history of disciplinary issues, no further disciplinary issues as far as failure to report, And the fact that there's not aggravating factors, we would argue that for deviation downward from the staff's recommendation for a shorter probationary period or other alternatives to the one-year probation period.
Thank you, Matt. Any questions from the commission?
Yeah, I have a question for Joe.
Mr. Real.
The staff recommendation is 1 year probation based on the oyster violation. Was any consideration with the fish pots?
Well, those types of violations are typically get into that repeat offender mode, so the matrix has those as 2 to 3 convictions within a set number of years before a first appearance. So we feel that with the fact that this is a violation that would require an appearance based off that one violation, that being on probation, kind of sets the stage for any further violations and then a revisiting of the matrix at that point.
So basically you're saying that, the eel pot violations did not add to anything to the staff recommendation.
Right, in and of themselves. On a first appearance, they wouldn't have ranked for a first appearance. So.
Matters before the commission. Mr. Packard.
For me, I don't see any need for any leniency here. I mean, there are three problems at hand, three citations, and you know, it seems as though the eel fishery or the eel pot matter was somewhat premeditated. I mean, you put a pot over without an escape panel. You know what you're doing. You don't put the right buoy on there. You know what you're doing. So I move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion on the matter? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Maziak, you're on probation for a year. Please make sure everything is correctly done. Dot the I's, cross the T's. We don't want to see you back here like this. Nice work, Counselor. Next matter, Mr. Cimino here.
Next matter would be Mr. Reynolds, Stetson Reynolds, a commercial fisherman registration license.
Give me 1 second here.
Yes, sorry.
Is Mr. Stetson Reynolds in the room? Please come forward, sir.
Mr. Reynolds is a commercial registration licensee. He had one conviction on July 28, 2015, one count of failure to provide shade on his oysters. So this would be a warm water violation, and from there I'll turn it over.
Officer Dutton, we want to hear from the officer. Hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name for the record.
Russell Dutton.
What else can you add to this?
On May 27th, 2015, at approximately 2:30 p.m., while fueling my vessel at the Chardon, Virginia, which is in North Hampton County Shell gas station, I observed Mr. Reynolds, who's standing to my right, backing up with his pickup, and in plain view were 13 bags of oysters. No shade whatsoever on them. The oysters were in a mesh onion bag, receiving a direct sunlight. I'd asked Mr. Reynolds if he was delivering the oysters to the gas station, as it appeared that he was. He replied that he was getting a cup of coffee. I asked if he'd had a tag for the oysters. He did produce a properly filled out tag. I believe y'all have a copy of it. If not, I've got the tag here. If y'all need to look at it. Stated to me that they had been covered and that the tarp had blown off of them. I then questioned the time on the tag where it said 9 a.m. And it was right then, they were about 5.5 hours past the time that the oysters were, and they were nowhere near the required time of the 5 hours that they needed to be in refrigeration. Mr. Reynolds then stated that he had just written at 9 a.m. on the tag, but he had just harvested the oysters. I then informed him that if that was the case, he had harvested the oysters after hours, as we were already 2.5 hours past the time of 11 a.m. that he had to have them to the dock. Mr. Reynolds appeared before North Hampton County General District Court on July 28th at 2 p.m. He pled not guilty. He was found guilty of not shading his oysters and was given a $100 fine and $91 in court costs.
Any questions to the officer? All right, Mr. Reynolds, let me swear you in. You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your name. Mr. Reynolds, what can you tell us about this? What happened?
I was out there that morning. I worked on a lease off Buckley Shores. A woman owns a lease where I got the oysters I'm growing. And I caught them that morning. I was on time for the time limit. And I had a tag on them. I had them covered up. And then the woman that owns the grain, she was working on her clam beds. I take care of hers and another man next to them. And I put the oysters back in the water, and I helped her clean the beds. And then it was like you said, 2, 3 o'clock, whatever. But I was transporting the oysters to the seaside. I had grain on the seaside, and I had them covered up when I left. But I noticed the cover blew off right near the gas station, so I was going to pull over and cover them up. And then I run into him. Mm-hmm. But I didn't purposely, you know, great to not cover them up or nothing. The cover had blew off to the side. Mm-hmm. But I told him that I, at the end, you know, after he was already writing me a ticket, I told him, well, I just called him at 2. I thought he might have a break on me or something, but I really didn't. I called him that morning and put him in the water. Mm-hmm.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Zedron.
When did you take him out of water?
About, I guess it was about 2 o'clock. It was just before I met him, about 15 minutes before that.
All right, so your testimony is that you caught him within the time period allotted, like 9 o'clock.
Morning I did, yeah.
And then you put him back in
the water. And then I was going to take him to Arster in my boat and put him on the seaside. I have Arster grain there, you know, because they like to get salty a couple days. But that's the way it turned out. Mm-hmm. I didn't purposely go to, you know, break the law or nothing.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Tanker?
I got a question on the end.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Tanker.
Mr. Minor. Mr. Minor, go ahead.
Officer, did you see a top or a cover?
He had a lot of trash in the back of the truck. I mean, I guess something in there could have been used for a tarp, but.
It was a cover in there.
You want to follow it?
No, that's it. That's all.
Mr. Tanker.
So, let me ask you this. You were more concerned about a cup of coffee than you were covering the oysters. Is that what I'm hearing from this testimony?
No, I was going to cover them up, but he came over there to me and said he was going to write me up, so I just, you know, figured I'd get a cup of coffee. There's nothing I could do then.
Mm-hmm. Let me follow up.
Mr. Zeter.
Are you saying that you had the tarp in the back of the truck?
Yes. It was right off to the side of the oysters.
Why didn't you show it to him?
Well, I should have. I thought he'd seen it.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Ballard.
What was the original harvest location?
Where you took? Vaucluse Shores, Karen McLamb. Where he came from.
Oyster. And you were going to take him back to out of Oyster?
Yeah, Seaside, Running Channel.
Officer, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
And these were packaged up in onion bags?
Yes, sir, 100-count bags. That's how you would typically harvest, you'd hand harvest our oysters.
Okay. Would that be typically how you would transport them for replanting in the seaside?
No, I'm not saying he couldn't, but a 100-count bag is typically, we're selling the oysters by the 100. It's how the oysters are sold over there when they're taken by hand and they're put in 100-count bags. If they were going to replant, they could be put in baskets, whole.
I was going to put them in cages.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions from the commission? No, well, that is before the excuse me. Mr. Cimino. Would you please read the staff recommendation?
I will, sir. And you can see from the suggested sanctions tables that this is a warm water violation, including one of the few that we have that's also an impact or threat to public health. The commission's guidelines specify that one conviction of failure to follow warm water restrictions within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Reynolds' licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2016. Staff also recommends the commission revoke Mr. Reynolds' fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting.
Mr. Cimino, are you aware of any prior natural resources violation on Mr. Reynolds' part?
No, we didn't have any.
Ms. Reynolds, let me get your input here. And the recommendation is that we revoke your license and your tidal fishing privileges for a year for this, because this is a significant violation that jeopardizes human health. If those oysters had gone to market in that condition, people could have gotten sick. That's why the commission takes this seriously. So that's the staff recommendation. What do you want to tell the commission? Would you like to say something, ma'am? Well, then let me swear you in if you're going to testify. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Yes, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record.
He was taken and put him in.
What's your name, ma'am?
Mrs. Reynolds.
Thank you.
He was taken from the Bayside to put him in the seaside. But, I mean, we would have already had them there at the seaside, but Mr. McLamb stopped him and asked him for help, which is the oysters are on her land. But we weren't going to sell them. We put them on there to distribute them in the cages. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, to go from the bag to the cages, you know, to distribute them because they'll grow quicker. And there's salt there on the seaside than what they are on the bayside, we've been told. That's all we were doing. We were not selling them.
Let me just ask them.
Mr. Zeter.
So can you explain why each of the bags had 100 count in them?
That's the way I always
That's
do
the way
it.
We towed them, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I purposely, you know, wasn't trying to break the law or nothing.
No. This is our only income. I mean, what, you know, him working on the water, we're both senior citizens, and there's no other income in the house.
Mr. Fritz.
Yes, I'd just like to ask, how long have you been working on the water?
Almost 50 years.
Yeah.
I started when I was 10.
And this seems to be the only violation. That's all right.
Okay. Matters before the commission. For the staff recommendation, what would you like to do? Mr. Ballard.
I think it's important to address this issue of transplanting oysters from the bayside to the seaside, and I think it's important for the defendants and everyone in the room to recognize that, to my knowledge, that does not exempt you from any warm water harvest requirements. And most harvesters are very aware of the fact that even when resubmerging oysters, that they need to be in strict compliance with the law. Otherwise, every case that came before us, it would be, oh, these aren't going to market, these are going to be transplanted. That being said, I am impressed with his record and lack of convictions, not having been here before the commission before, and I would be in favor of a lengthy probation, probably a two-year probation, rather than the revocation.
Is that a motion?
Any other discussion?
Question.
Ms. Haney.
Under Code 232, we have a maximum of a two-year probation?
Correct. For this violation, which occurred back in May. Mr. Tackett.
You know, I hear what Mr. Ballard's saying. The only thing I find is a little bit disconcerting is the testimony seems inconsistent. Truth seems to be somewhere in here. I mean, we're writing on our card that they were harvested 9, but we're out there at 2 o'clock. Tarp went off, but we're not worried about the tarp.
Well, the woman that owns the grain, she was going to come here and testify, but I didn't bother, but she would have told you the same thing.
Commission operates on a motion.
Make a motion, Chad.
I move for a two-year probation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Ms. Haney for two-year probation. Discussion on that.
Mr. Neal. Agree with what Mr. Ballard had said, that you know, so many people that come before us have a lengthy history of previous convictions, and here we have someone with a, as far as we know, a clean record for 50 years on the water. So, you know, I think because of that, a probation is more reasonable in this case.
Mr. Dutton.
If I may, I don't know if it will help y'all's decision or not. I did testify to this in court. Considering I took 1,300 oysters from Mr. Reynolds, he couldn't have been any more cooperative than anything. I don't know if that helps y'all.
very cooperative. I should have testified to that.
I should ask. Mm-hmm. So we have a motion by Mr. Ballard, a second by Ms. Haney, for a 2-year probationary period. I call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes?
No.
The chair votes aye as well. I'll agree with the 2-year probation on this, Mr. Reynolds. We take OSHA violations very seriously.
You're not having a problem with me.
Mr. Reynolds, please be legal. Don't make any mistakes at all, because the next time you're here, the outcome will probably be quite different. So it's 2 years of probation. Make sure that everything is by the rules. Everything is perfect.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Mr. Cimino, next up, Mr. Jeffrey Scott West. Is Mr. West, Jeffrey Scott West, in the room? Please come forward, sir.
Jeffrey Scott West, a commercial fisherman registration licensee, had one conviction on June 10, 2015, for one count over the legal limit of crabs, a total of 26 bushels. And I'll turn it
off. Skies. You hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Yes,
thank you, sir.
On May 4th, 2015, approximately 1100 hours in the Browns Bay area of Gloucester County, Officer Dyes and OVD conducted a fishery boarding on a commercial vessel operated by Mr. Jeffrey West of Achilles, Virginia. Vessel registration number was 3426BX. Mr. West possessed a commercial license that allowed him to fish 85 crab pots. Regulation 4VAC 20-270-51 allows him to harvest 10 bushels of crabs. Mr. West had in his possession 26 bushels. 16 bushels were dumped back into the water. The summons was issued for having in his possession over the legal limit of crabs.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
Is any thought on your part on how somebody ends up with 26 bushels of crabs?
No, sir. I think they may have looked at the regulations wrong, perhaps.
Officer Dyes, what was his demeanor?
He was...
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. West, hereby swear the testimony we give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Please stand in front of the microphone. Please tell us your name.
Jeffrey West.
Mr. West, what happened?
Well, like you said, I thought that I was allowed to 29 bushel.
Why did you think that?
Because everybody else, you know, was talking that, saying that, that rule, one of it was over, that everybody was allowed to 29 bushel. So that's why I thought I was allowed to 29 bushel. And a couple weeks later, once he got me, when I found out I wasn't allowed there, I went and bought a bigger set of license to be right.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, can y'all please show some mercy on me today? This is my livelihood. This is all I know.
Other questions from the commission? Ms. Haley.
On your mandatory reporting on previous days throughout the season, were you reporting a higher number of bushels?
I believe so. I like you say, I don't
remember. I mean, had you been catching that amount?
That was my best day.
So where did you, what was your average for prior
Anywhere
days?
From 10 to 12 bushel, 15 bushel. That's why I bought a bigger set of license. It cost me $8,000 for a new set of license. Be right. I don't want to break no law.
Mr. Tackett.
So let me get this straight. You're saying that on most days you are something under the 16 bushel limit of the whole season, except for this one day you were 26?
I believe it was on a Monday. Double days on the clock.
Uh-huh.
Mr. West, I hear what you're saying there. I thought I just heard you say a desire to abide by the regulations and be within the law because this is your livelihood. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Well, we have this violation on May 4th. Another violation, not identifying no identification numbers on your crab pots on April 17th. No identification numbers on your crab pots again in August. And before that, earlier in the year, you had a significant culling violation that you were just convicted of a few weeks ago. This is like four offenses in the space of like 6 months.
Well, the crab pots, the buoys, I was just pointing the crab pots over and taking gill nets over, and he said that he ran down my line of pots, and it was six crab pots that had no number on them, and I told him I would fix them the next day, and he told me that he already called it in to the supervisor. He couldn't let me do it.
Okay. Any explanation for the other violations?
The oyster ticket. That was the oyster ticket. He just got us barely over the can in York Rubber. That was last year, I think. And
I don't know. The judge fined you $250. Yeah.
And it was basically just cluckers. There was no little ones. It was basically cluckers.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yeah, that'd be.
Mr. Zinger.
Do you put the crab pots in the water or somebody else do that?
No, I put the crab pots in the water.
And you know what needs to be legal to have a legal crab pot, right?
Most of the time, yeah. We don't sit down and read all the rules and regulations. Nobody do.
Well, when you put these crab pots over, didn't you look and see if it complied with the law? How can you put your crab pots over and not have the appropriately tagged or whatever it is that you were in violation? Don't you look at it?
When I was putting the pots over about the buoys, like you said, I was in process of taking my gill nets over and putting pots over, and you just got by me. It was an honest mistake.
Okay.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Frantz.
Question for the officer. When you checked his line of pots, did he seem to be in compliance with the number of pots that he was supposed to have?
I did not check those pots that day.
Okay.
I just checked them.
I understand. Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Smina. What's the staff recommendation?
Commissioner, the sanction guidelines specify that one conviction of exceeding the bushel limit by 5 bushels or more within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. But given the infractions that you cited and the fact that this was more than double his legal limit, both fisheries and law enforcement staff are recommending two-year probation. So in accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. West on probation for a period of 2 years from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2017. Any failure on Mr. West's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the two-year probation would result in Mr. West appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Heard the staff recommendation. You heard the testimony. The officer and Mr. West here. Matters before the commission. What would you like to do? Mr. France.
I would move to accept staff recommendations.
Motion by Mr. France. Second by Mr. Meyer. Discussion on the matter.
I would just note we've got 6 convictions in 2 years. That's what we've got.
And I'll note that this crabbing violation was not insignificant. It comes during a period of low abundance. when it is our desire to here to have a healthier and more resilient crab stock. I throw that out there for whatever that's worth. We have a motion and a second for this, accept the staff recommendation for 2 years of probation for Mr. West. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Mr. West, you're on probation. You're on probation for 2 years. We don't want to see you back here. I hope so. Make sure everything is absolutely right. Read the regulations.
I will. Thank you.
Understand them. If you have questions, you can call us here at the agency. Staff is happy to help. Thank you. Mr. Smino. Is there another offender here?
Mr. Lin Bin was convicted on July 20th, 2015 for harvesting oysters from a closed public season, a violation of 28.2-201 of the Code of Virginia. Since we've sent out the packets, we have noticed that Mr. Vinn has a recreational freshwater and saltwater licenses. You'll have in your packet that we didn't find any licenses at the time, but that's all we have found so far. With that, I'll turn it over to law enforcement.
Okay. Is Mr. Linden here? Please come forward, sir. Let me swear you. You hereby swear the testimony to give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Help you got. Please state your name for the record.
You don't speak English. He said he doesn't speak English. We have any way to interpret the.
Well. Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that could help interpret? Is there anyone here that can speak English and can interpret for Mr. Bin? Thank you. Thank you. So will you please translate what people say here for Mr. Bin? Thank you.
My name? Charles Hall.
What can you tell us about this case?
On May 14, 2015, I was on duty routine patrol at Indian Field.
Excuse me, Mr. Cedric.
We have this problem in court all the time, but what I'd suggest to the officer is say one sentence and then let him translate it.
May 14, 2015, I was on patrol at Indian Field, located in York County.
Officer Hall, you need to speak up.
Yeah, just kind of. Indian Field in York County. I was checking fishermen, and I checked Mr. Lin Bin to my right. During my inspection, checking his license and his catch, I found a white bucket with oysters, approximately 24 oysters.
Mr. Commissioner, I would ask that you caution the interpreter not to translate back until it's his opportunity to testify.
Thank you. I issued a summons to Mr. Bin for having oysters during a closed area, closed season. On On July 20, 2015, he was found guilty in York County General District Court. And he was fined $75 plus court costs, which was $86. Total of $161.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Ballard.
So where did the oysters come from? Were they coming from a public ground or shoreline? Or
it was a shoreline there amongst the rocks that down at Indian Field. Usually there's a shoreline of rocks goes all the way around going into Indian Field. He was right there on the York County side fishing, and the oysters was in a bucket. If you would like to see the picture of the amount, because it wasn't an actual count.
Officer, is that area closed for direct marketing of shellfish? Is that a condemned area?
It's not a condemned area. Going inside of Indian Field Creek would be condemned. Right where he was at, it was just a closed area. And in fact, there is some private ground there. But to say where he got exactly on the oysters, I can't say that they were on a person's private ground. There is some right there at Indian Field that's assigned ground.
Okay. Any other questions from the commission?
Yeah, I have one.
Mr. Neal.
He was fishing?
Yes.
And he had no other violations? Did he have his proper fishing license?
Proper fishing license, didn't have any illegal catch. Everything was good. He was polite and cooperative, had, you know, limited on speaking English. But he was cooperative through the whole thing.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions for the officer? Thank you, sir. Let me swear you in. Would you translate for me here? Do you hereby swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Will you translate? I want to ask him what happened here and why he took these oysters.
A couple oysters, you know, the oyster is under like a land of put the oyster is on the ground. He just picked up a couple, so he don't have any kind of tool with him, you know.
Okay, let me ask, did he know that this wasn't a place to collect oysters? Questions? Mr. Ballard?
How often does he partake in fishing, shell fishing?
Maybe about, he said he going to fishing every like 2 or 3 weeks. Not for the
poster. Okay. Other questions? Is there something else he would like the commission to know? Anything else he wants to say? Thank you. Thank you. Just stay right there. Just wait. Mr. Smino. What is the staff recommendation?
The closed public season is the violation here, which applies to both commercial and recreational fishermen. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters during a closed public season within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Binn's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2016. Staff also recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Binn's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting.
Did you get that? let me try to summarize this. The recommendation is that the commission vote that Mr. Binn not be able to fish in salt water for a year. Only salt water. He can still fish in fresh water. What does he think? He doesn't think, he doesn't agree, doesn't want that? He wants that. Okay. The matter is before the commission. Let's see what the commission decides. Mr. Zedrick.
I don't think he knows what he wants. I don't think he understood anything. But the fact of the matter is, you know, if you're out there on the water, I see a lot of stuff where people take more fish than they should have, do this, do that. I mean, this guy's got no record with us. He was cooperative. He paid $161 for this little bit of oysters in that bucket and had to throw them back to boot. I personally don't think this is a very serious violation. You know, it's not like the guy with the 26 bushels, and he knows better. I mean, this guy here, he probably can't even read the rules, and much less know what they are. So I don't think, I mean, I'm going to move to, when it comes appropriate time, to just dismiss this case because they already paid $161.
Will you please translate for me? Okay. He would like to be on probation for a year?
Not probation for a year? Yeah.
He wants to keep the license?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Ballard.
I agree with a lot of Mr. Cedron's thoughts, with one exception possibly, that he did possess fishing permits, so he has some knowledge of the rules, was capable of getting that permit, and I think a probation would be more appropriate.
Yeah, I agree. It seems a bit stiff, the photo we had of the oysters. I mean, I don't think it could have been more than a dozen oysters in that little bucket. I think a one-year probation, and I'll move for a one-year probation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard for one-year probation.
Second it.
Second by Mr. Zedron. Yeah. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I think it's important that even though he has knowledge of salt water, I think it's important that he
you need to find someone who can translate the rules in Chinese to him. Or he needs to find that. Can he, does he, I mean, can...
He said he will find the Chinese, you know, on the website to transfer.
Okay. Translate, okay.
Okay. So, we're going to make a decision now. There's a motion and a second here to place Mr. Ben on probation for 1 year. He understands. Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Let me make it easy. Mr. Ben, need to understand the rules. No harvesting oysters. Don't take oysters and only catch what the law allows you to catch. Okay? For 1 year, you're on probation. If you can't do that, you'll be back here. Okay? Thank you. And thank you very much for translating. Very much appreciated. Mr. Smino,
yes.
Is there someone on staff that can go out and explain to them to sure they can they understand he's just on probation?
He can still fish.
He can still fish. He can still fish. He can still go fishing. He's on probation. He can't have any more offenses. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, unless we need them for the next case. Mr. Smino. Let's see if the next case.
In the next case, again, we didn't find any current licenses held. He did have a.
Mr.
Dong was convicted on July 21, 2015 for harvesting clams from a condemned area.
Okay, 1 second. Is Mr. Dong here?
He just went down.
Okay. Oh. That was our fear here. So,
right.
So let's save that for a couple minutes.
Yes.
Can we just come on this back and say thank you for translating your own probation? Have a good day.
Mr. Torino was convicted for harvesting oysters during a closed season.
Okay, 1 second. Is Mr. Rodriguez Torino here? Please come forward, sir. Sir, do you know any Chinese? Okay. Come up forward here. Mr. Cimino, is there anything else you want to add here?
No, just that we don't have any record of any commercial or recreational licenses.
Okay. Thank you. Officer Cagle. Didn't I already swear you in?
Yes, you did, sir.
Please tell us about this issue.
Basically, on this one, while I was routine patrol in the York County, Yorktown Park area, just to the right of the fishing pier, checking for catch and creel limit, I met Mr. Shrino while I was going over and doing routine checks. I looked down at his catch, and he had a couple dozen oysters in his bucket. And I talked to him, explained to him about harvesting the oysters, that area was not a condemned area, but it was not an area that's open for harvest. He acknowledged that. I issued him a summons for harvesting oysters outside of a closed area, and he was very polite and cooperative. On July 27, 2015, York County General District Court, he was fined $75 with an $86 court cost.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Trina, let me swear you in here. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please stand in front of the microphone. Tell us your name.
My name is Israel Trina.
Thank you for coming today. What can you tell us about what happened?
Well, it was my first year fishing. I never fished before. I fell in love fishing. I didn't know about this, about so many rules. After that, believe me, I started, he gave me the website I can go and check, you know, every time I catch a fish, and I started learning from there. So,
right.
That's a massive, big mistake.
Okay. Do you understand oysters in particular are a matter of great concern to us?
I understand.
Do you know why? Because they have the potential to harm you if you eat them, and if you don't harvest them in the right place at the right time. Okay. All right. Questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. Mr. Cimino.
Yes, sir.
What is the staff recommendation?
Commissioner, this is the same violation that we saw previously. So this is, again, the sanctions on this would be one conviction of harvesting oysters during a closed public season during a 12-month period would result in at least a one-year revocation. And I'll read this in for the record. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Trino's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2016. Staff also recommends the commission revoke Mr. Trino's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting.
Mr. Trino, the recommendation is to revoke your right to fish in salt water for a year. What do you think about that?
Like I said, I love fishing. I go with my family every time I can, you know. But I understand. I made a mistake. When I really decided, I would like to keep my license.
And you do have a saltwater fishing license now. Okay. Mr. Zedrin.
We impose a 12-month probation period.
I second that.
Motion by Mr. Zedrin, second by Mr. Miner for a 12-month period of probation. Wow. Mr. Hall would have been all over me with a 12-year. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. It's probation for a year. I'm glad you like fishing. Let's do it right from here on in, okay? Yeah, and you do understand what the rules and the regulations are, and you know how to find out if you have any questions, right?
Yeah.
And I've said you might have been sitting in the back. If you have a question that you can't find the answer to, call us here. Staff is very happy to help. So I'm glad you like fishing. Stay with it. Thank you, sir.
The other guy's back.
He is, but Officer Cagle is right here, so... Let's take up Mr. Juan Valley.
There were two convictions here. Mr. Valley is a licensed recreational harvester. He had two convictions on July 27, 2015, for one count of possession of oysters during a closed public season, and one count of having in possession undersized crabs.
What did you do with the fry?
He said he had one. We can get Mr.
Is Mr. Trino still here? He's downstairs?
Well, his friend over here might be interpreting.
Is there someone that can help interpret, please?
What language?
Spanish?
Hablas español.
Excuse me.
My name is Phil Davey. I was raised in Lima, Peru as a kid. It's been 50 years since I spoke Spanish every day, but I still speak it regularly with friends.
What luck? What luck?
On May 25th, 2015, during routine patrol, I inspected Mr. Valle?
Valle.
Valle in vicinity of Indian Field Creek, York River. I was checking for his catch in creel and licensing requirements. Upon inspection of the catch, I observed a partially filled bucket with oysters about a third of the way. The other had crabs. The crabs were culled and found to be in excess of undersized by 45. In other words, he had 45 undersized crabs.
What does culled mean?
Checked. They were checked at the proper size limit.
Él averiguó el tamaño de los cangrejos y averiguó de que habían 45 que eran demasiado pequeños.
The undersized crabs and oysters were returned to the point of capture, and he was issued a summons for the violations.
Okay. Devolvieron la pesca entera al agua.
In York County on July 27, 2015, he was found guilty of both charges. For the crabs, he was fined $150 plus $25 court costs.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was up here. What was that?
All right, they're both the same date. He was fined $75 and $86 court costs for the oysters.
Ah.
And $150 for the crabs and $25 court costs.
$75 de multa y $86 de gastos para las hostias. Y la corte determinó o le puso una multa de $150 por los cangrejos con gastos de $25.
He was previously found guilty in 2012 for fishing without a saltwater license. That's previous convictions.
Hace tres años en 2012 usted estaba pescando sin patente y también de encontrar un culpable.
Thank you.
Are there any questions, Mr. Zedra?
Did he have any legal crabs?
Couple. Maybe two, three.
How much, what was it, 5 inches from point to point?
For the males and the immature females, 5 inches point to point.
How big were these?
Probably maybe 2 to 3 inches.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know what you do with crabs that small.
Can you?
Le pregunto el comisionado, le pregunto a los al policía qué era el tamaño de los cangrejos y él dijo que en vez que por regla deberían haber sido de 5 pulgadas, pero estos tenían solamente 2 o 3 pulgadas. Es demasiado pequeño. Y alguien más comentó, él también comentó que no sabe qué se hace con el cangrejo de ese tamaño, que es muy pequeño para comer.
Any other questions from the commission?
Yeah, I got a couple questions.
Mr. Zedra.
What was it going to do with those small crabs?
In reality, there was a group detached from where he was that included a grandfather who had just arrived from El Salvador. They were tossing food to catch this stuff and these crabs, and at best they probably would have made chowder with them.
How long did it take him to catch these 45 crabs?
About 2, maybe 3 hours.
Did you say it was a group of them catching the crabs?
He was alone, detached from another group, about 100 feet or 100 yards. I'd have to check that with him up the beach.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Would you ask Mr. Valle if he has anything he wants to say about this?
He took the blame for his grandfather because his grandfather was going back to El Salvador, is the explanation I've got.
Okay.
I should have said I took the blame.
Please raise your hand. I didn't swear him in yet.
Oh, sure.
Do you swear what you've said and what you will say here today will be the truth and the whole truth? So help you God. Did he know what he was doing was a violation?
He knew that there was a size limit, but he didn't know what the size limit was.
Well, that's honest.
Mm-hmm.
Questions from the commission? Thank you. Could you stay tight for just a couple more minutes?
Sure.
Mr. Smina.
Yes.
What is the staff recommendation?
Well, staff's recommendation, again, goes back to the oyster violation and harvesting oysters during a closed public season, since, as we pointed out, that is a much more serious violation that has potential health risks. So using the commission's guidelines for sanctions, they specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters during a closed public season within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year revocation. In accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Vey's licenses to catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2016. Staff also recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Vey's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth of the Tidal Waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting.
Is a revocation
a revocation would be to take all licenses and not allow him to get any licenses.
Is that permanent?
This would be the recommendation, which they haven't voted on, would be to take them for 1 year. Now, further, that second part of that is all fishing privileges, so he would not be allowed to participate in any way.
Lo que recomiendan, según la ley, es que le quiten a usted todas las licencias que tiene para pescar y que no le prometen pescar por un año desde hoy hasta que la licencia libre de la montaña. La comisión. He understands.
Thank you. What does he think about that?
I'm at your mercy, whatever you say. Forgive me. Do we know that he has a license?
Mr. Smina, we do know he has a license.
Yes, he has a current saltwater and freshwater fishing license.
That's valid through May of next year. So he does have a fishing license. Then the matter is before the commission for a decision. Mr. Zedrin.
I'm happy to know that he at least got a fishing permit. I mean, that says a lot. I don't think these guys really got a clue on what's going on, and I think they have no idea how serious their situation is. Sorry, go ahead and translate that. I'm sorry.
Get a license. I didn't get anything that told me what the fishing regs and limits were.
What I would say that he appears to be very honest with us, and I think there's probably a group of them that were crabbing, and I would move to impose 12 months probation.
Second that.
Grateful for that suggestion.
We have a motion.
We have a second.
Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. So it's 1 year of probation. He can still fish.
Thank you.
Oh, you're kidding me. It's been 50 years, and you say that was struggling? Wow. This Dong. Okay, before we go further, let me swear you in. Do you hereby swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God. Thank you. And before we go further, I want to thank you for your assistance with your friend there, Mr. Pitt. Mr. Cimino.
Yes, sir. Mr. Don was convicted on July 21st, 2015, for harvesting clams from a condemned area. We found no record of any commercial or recreational licenses in our database.
Is someone from law enforcement filling in for Officer Richardson? Okay. Well, Officer Richardson is not here. Is there someone else from law enforcement that can handle this? Is there? No one else can handle it. What would the commission prefer to do here?
I don't want to bring him back.
I agree, Mr. Cedric.
What I would propose is that we offer him probation like we did to others, and if he's willing to do that, we can settle it on that basis.
You sure? That's what you would like, Mr. Strong? Then that's what we will do with a proper motion in a second.
I'll make that a motion that we've changed recommendation to 1 year probation.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Miner. Any discussion on that matter? I'll tell you what, can I make a recommendation? I can't make a motion, but I got to tell you, I'm grateful for Mr. Zong's assistance here. I'd be happier with the 6 month probationary period instead of a year. Mr. Zener.
I would move to amend that down.
And I second that to 6 month probation.
All right, so that's basically it's an amended motion and a second. Mr. Zener.
I need to make it clear on the record that that's what he's asking us to do. So we're not trying him and finding that out. Is that you need to ask him, is this his request that he wants us to do it?
Mr. Dong, you're accepting this is something you would like us to do and just drop the rest of the matter and everything else, a 6 month probationary period? You're all good to go. That's the motion. That's the second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye as well. Any noes? Motion passes. And you have my deep thank you for your assistance here today, Mr. Dong. And please help explain anybody that has any misunderstanding about what happened. You can call us. Thank you, sir. Which leaves Mr. Darren Crowe.
Yes, sir.
Is Mr. Darren Crowe in the audience? Mr. Darren Crowe. Could someone yell into the hallway for Mr. Darren Crowe?
This one's been, he's been a no-show.
Yeah. He's a no-show, I'm sure, previous, but let's double check.
I mean, previously he's been a no-show.
All right. Here's the situation. Mr. Darren Crowe had been convicted in court. He has failed to appear here for 4 months in a row. We have continued this matter here with him under a license suspension till he appears. But frankly, I would recommend that the commission move to make a resolution on this so that Officer Cagle doesn't have to come back here every month to see Mr. Crowe not appear. Do you want to proceed with the case in Mr. Crowe's absence, or do you want to continue him on suspension until the day comes when he magically appears before the commission?
My opinion would be to go ahead and decide this.
In which case, I see heads nodding here. We will proceed with this matter here in Mr. Crowe's absence. Mr. Cimino. Let's get it started.
Darren M. Crowe, permitted recreational harvester, had three convictions on October 8, 2014. One count of harvesting crabs on a Sunday, one count of larceny, and one count of harvesting without commercial licenses. And as you have mentioned, at the August 25, 2015 meeting, the commission voted to suspend Mr. Crowe's licenses to take or catch fish, shellfish, or marine organisms until he appears for this hearing.
Officer Cagle.
Yes, sir. On August 8, 2014, myself and Officer Hall were out doing observations in the York River when I observed a small vessel moving from one crab pot to another crab pot to another crab pot. After watching them do more than five crab pots, we made our approach. As we approached, we saw Mr. Crowe throw a crab pot back into the water. I checked the numbers. Came back to a James Shackelford. We went over there, talked to Mr. Crowe, asked him what he was harvesting. He said he got it caught up in his wheel of his boat and that he wasn't harvesting anything. I explained to him that I had observed him harvesting from several crab pots beforehand. He said he had no fish on the boat. The boat was laden with junk, trash, and up on the bow was a plastic garbage bag over top of a big container. Inspecting for catch, I asked him to remove it, and inside that he had a bunch of crabs. At that point, he attempted to throw out different traps, lie, deceive, tried to explain that he'd caught them earlier, so on and so forth, and that he hadn't harvested it from them. Once we told him everything we had, he admitted that he was harvesting from somebody else's crab pot, but that it was all right. I contacted Mr. James Shackelford. He said it was not all right that he harvested from his crab pots, and he was charged with since he was fishing more than five pots, he was charged with harvesting on Sunday, harvesting with commercial gear, and larceny, or harvesting without a commercial license, and the larceny because he was stealing from Mr. James Shackelford. On October 8, 2014, he was convicted of harvesting crabs on Sunday, $100 fine, $25 court costs. For the larceny, he was given $50. For the larceny, he was given no fine, $241 court costs, 12 months in jail with 11 suspended, and 3 years probation. And then for the other offense, he was given $50 fine and $25 court costs. He wasn't very polite and cooperative, but he was found to be harvesting.
Any questions of Officer Kay? Let me double check that I heard that right here. The judge sentenced him 12 months and only suspended 11 months.
Yes, he spent 30 days in jail for, I believe, his 27 crabs.
Any questions from the commission?
He got more time after that because he had time for another larceny charge that the Commonwealth attorney did go after and seek to have imposed on him as well. I believe that was in James City County.
Well, I guess that explains why he hasn't showed up to the commission. He's had other worries than this. Let the record reflect that Mr. Darren Crowe is not present in this case. Is being adjudicated in his absence. Any questions from the commission?
I have a question for counsel.
Mr. Neal.
How long can we revoke his license?
2 years.
I knew the answer. I was asking.
That's a good point.
Mr. Cimino, what is the staff recommendation?
Well, I struggle to put all of these into the sanctions guidelines. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that two convictions of crabbing more than 1 hour outside the lawful season within a 24-month period would result in a one-year probation. Two convictions of failure to possess a commercial license without eligibility within a two-year period would result in at least 1 year probation. Neither of those quite apply here. I don't think that any of the committees developing these sanctions foresaw this being a common problem. But due to the severity of these, fisheries and law enforcement staff are recommending a one-year revocation in accordance with 28.2-232 of the Code of Virginia. Staff is recommending a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, October 27, 2015, through October 26, 2016. Staff also recommends all of Mr. Crowe's fishing privileges be revoked.
Mr. France.
Is there anything we can also do for failure to appear before the commission?
Well, let me summarize the commission's legal restrictions. You can go up to 2 years for a license revocation or anything less, but it can't be more than 2 years. And you can calculate this any way you want. Mr. Ballard.
Will we have the ability to revoke his license until he appears before the commission and then adjudicate this?
Well, it's kind of what we've been doing. He had been suspended until the day comes when he would ever appear. But the operating issue with that is that every fourth Tuesday, Officer Cagle has to come here and spend hours here instead of out doing his duties in the hopes that Mr. Darren Crowe may magically, mysteriously appear someday. So, I mean, I'm asking that this be adjudicated so that Officer Cagle won't have to have his day here spent in front of the commission mostly for things that aren't part of the real job. Mr. France.
If we did revocate for 2 years and he doesn't show up or anything, can we make it so that he will have to appear before us even after that 2 years before he can receive a license?
No.
Can't do that?
Nope. As much as you'd want him here, we can't physically go out and drag him here.
That has changed, though. Future violations is 5 years, but this one happened before the new law.
So, Mr. Neal makes a good point there. So if you revoke his license now and he's out there anyhow, anytime in the next 2 years, well, then the ante gets up to five. Mr. Tank.
I move for a two-year revocation on Mr. Darren Crowe.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. France. Any discussion?
And that would include fishing privileges?
Yes, sir.
Motion and a second duly made here to revoke Mr. Darren Crowe's licenses and his fishing privileges and tidal waters. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.